Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues with Attorney Penny Dean here on The Pulse with a couple of minutes. This is actually a series discussion, Penny, that we're going to be having over the course of a few weeks about interstate transport of firearms. We were talking about looking at the state laws. Of course, there's a federal law that applies, but I think we'll talk about that one next week. But in keeping with reading up on state laws and knowing what they are, if you are to carry in those states, that is important to do, as because you are held responsible.
That's exactly right, and I think what you did when you traveled to Georgia was typical of what I do, and it's very wise. Is, you know, you talk about, you know, printing out the AG from Georgia's.
Yes, what I did was I printed out a letter from the Attorney General's website in Georgia showing that
New Hampshire is
of the states that are in the reciprocal agreement, along with the New Hampshire state police printout as well.
And I think that's huge, because what happens is...
Plus the entire Georgia statute that went along with it, too.
And I think that's important, because I'll tell you what, people laugh all the time, because I'm a lawyer and I do this type of law all the time, and they'll say, whatever, and I go, give me the statute book, and they go, you don't know the statute? And I said, in general I do, but word by word, you know, whenever you look at a different problem, you look at it through what I call different lenses. And so I literally have to read every word of the statute each time we're discussing it, because you really look at it through a different lens or prism. And so I think carrying the entire statute of, let's say, Georgia with you when you went was smart, because the other thing is, you a lot of times have to educate police if they're willing to be educated.
Right.
Because they'll say, you can't do that, and you go, well, gee, here it says in the statute I can.
What's a cranky Yankee with you, like you carrying that on you, boy? You know, that kind of thing. It's like, yeah, here's where I can.
That's exactly right. And then they don't like it, so then they want to pick something else because they're like, what do you mean? It's right here. And then you're like, okay, so then can I please be on my way type thing.
Right. Well, Penny, let's take a call from Carl in Hillsboro who wants to chime in. Carl, you're on Bulldog Live along with Penny Dean.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, and I've heard, you know, the word reciprocity and stuff, and I know Vermont, because I have a daughter that goes to school there. When I go to pick her up, you know, I've occasionally brought my gun with me, which isn't the smartest thing to do, not knowing whether that's, you know, what the specific laws for Vermont are. But where do you find? Is it the AG's office website, or where do you find it? Because I also have family in Massachusetts, and you know, I know Massachusetts is very strict about gun laws as opposed to Vermont that's a little bit more lax.
Let me be really clear. In Massachusetts, minimum mandatory 1 year flat jail time, period.
Right.
For a lot of bad things. So let me tell you where you find them. And this is where what I call traps for the unwary. And I tell people that regular people read Webster's Dictionary. Lawyers read Black's Law Dictionary. So I tell people that every person, and I'm being serious here, should own a Black's Law Dictionary, because it's important in our society to be able to look things up and know what they mean. But to answer your question, you have to get that information several ways. The best way you can get it is from an attorney familiar with that state's laws. Because what happens is you read all the laws, and you can easily miss one. Because, for example, in New Hampshire, people go, okay, I'll just go look at RSA 159. And I go, that's really great. You missed 207 and a few others. Because what they think is RSA 159 pertains to firearms. Okay? But what they're not realizing is their firearm laws are found in several other statutes. And so if you don't know to look in all the places, the unfortunate thing is you'll miss something. And they're really, I guess the short answer is there is no one place where you can truly get the source and the laws, because they change so frequently. But more importantly than that, and so you really need to find someone who's truly familiar with those laws, maybe a state organization or a shooting club or, again, a lawyer knowledgeable with that state's laws. But here's what's really important to know. In some states, like Vermont, I believe, they have local laws as well. So there's
right. That's yeah. It almost like goes county to county.
Absolutely.
That's a trip up. Well, with that, I'm going to have to wrap this up. Unfortunately, I am getting long on time here, Carl. I'm sorry. Let's call back next week if you have any further questions. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Penny. We will continue this conversation next week with you here on Second Amendment Tuesdays on Bulldog Live.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep. Talk to you next week.